but it is Wednesday, and I present to you a brand new open letter from Galvin.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to liars. Dear liars, seriously? So yesterday, I fell into a deep dive rabbit hole of watching Stolen Valor videos. If you're not familiar, that's when people that actually served in the military confront idiots that never served in the military that go out in public dressed up in military uniforms. And all I could think is, why? Why would you do that? What is the benefit? Is it to have people thank you for your service even though you never served? Why not dress up as something else that isn't a federal crime? Wear a tuxedo and pretend to be a spy. Or dress up like a cowboy. Or wear a full Buccaneers uniform with the pads and helmet and have people congratulate you on the Super Bowl. Why are you lying to say that you were in the military? What's the benefit? I mean, people lie all the time to get sex or money, and I think we can all understand that. Speaking of liars, our old buddy, the lying, lie-faced liar, Jussie Smollett, is back in the news. This dope lied and said that white Trump followers attacked him and put a noose around his neck and called him homophobic and racial slurs. Meanwhile, it wound up being two Nigerian dudes that he hired to fake the hate crime. Smooth move. In fact, if he's found guilty, or I should say when he's found guilty, he should be sentenced to change his name to Smooth Move Smollett. You lie as a kid. You lie sometimes in relationships. You lie in business. I won't even mention that one of us has a Twitter name, Lying Mike Kelta. In fact, people lie all the time. Just because you don't want to hurt people's feelings. How does this look? Gross. It looks like you're a dead, bloated animal that got trapped in a dress. That's not going to work. I also love that when you're on trial, they make you swear on a Bible that you won't lie. Two problems with that, guys. First off, what if you're not religious? Then swearing on a Bible holds about as much weight as swearing on a Hot Rod magazine. And then I hate to break it to you, but if the guy on trial is on trial for murder, if he's convicted, he's probably going to be put to death. So I'm pretty sure he's not going to lose too much sleep if he tells a lie. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to lie.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.